like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have LaDonna Smith on the line, and she's the co-founder over at Perfect Day Club and also a public speaker. LaDonna, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Adam. Excited to be here.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at Perfect Day Club. But before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. So how'd you get started in business and in your career?
Absolutely. That's a great question. I actually get asked that quite a bit. I've been in real estate investing since 2009. I started a sales and marketing company and worked with developers converting apartments to condos. And then went straight from there to general real estate, and within moments started investing in rehab properties, buying properties, flipping them, and reselling them. So a little bit of everything, but yeah, it's been a decade plus, happy anniversary to me, that I've been in the real estate investing business.
That's awesome. And you know, there's some younger audience that are listening that are maybe just getting their feet wet and they're kind of considering what, you know, investing in real estate or even real estate as a career on the sales side or buy side. What kind of advice would you give to that young entrepreneur, that young person that's just graduating college into pursuing a career in real estate?
I love the opportunity to get into somebody who is in their early 20s, because I could say what I will tell them definitively is I wish I would have gotten started at a younger age. I wish I would have got the education. I wish I would have got a mentor or coach as early as possible. So if you're thinking about it, you know, just take action and do it. Go out there and find the education, find a mentor or coach, and just start doing the business. Nobody's born a real estate investor. We all have to learn how to become one. And you can read a book and, you know, you can watch a YouTube video, but it really is going out there and taking action that will make the difference.
Man,
just do it.
Great. I love it. Great advice there, and couldn't agree more. Let's switch it up a bit. I want to get into what you're doing as co-founder over at Perfect Day Club. So first, tell me a little bit more about the business, please.
Sure. So Perfect Day Club was basically, you know, when they say when you do what you love, you don't work a day. And what I have found is a lot of people, because of the success I've had in real estate, ask me, like, well, how do you get to travel 2 to 3 times a month? You know, where do you live and what do you do? And it always comes back to real estate is taking me there. So I've created this program, my business partner and I, where we're helping people live more perfect days. You know, what is it you really want out of life? Where do you want to go? Let's set your goals based on what do you want. And then we can help you get there through investing in passive income. You know, our busy professionals today are grinding it out 50, 60, 70 hours a week, and they just don't have the time to understand real estate investing and what makes a good passive income property. So we help them facilitate that a lot faster if they were going to try and do it on their own. So our goal is just to get people to more perfect days.
So, you know, there's some people listening now that are, they're listening and they're thinking, you know, they've wanted to be in real estate. They've wanted to invest. They're, you know, they're further along and maybe they have money on the side. They've been thinking about investing. What is engaging with and working with Perfect Day Club look like? Just to put a little bit more context around it, what kind of things can people expect?
Sure. We have one day events, because, again, we start with, the passive income is kind of like, let's say, the train that gets you there, but where are you going? So our one-day events are designed to help you understand what it is you want. What does that perfect day look like? What does that goal dream day look like? And once we help you get there, because I've found a lot of people struggle even defining what their goals are. I've seen, and maybe you've seen this too, Adam, where people, you know, they don't know how to define their goals, so they just kind of do what they think other people are doing. And then they get into these ruts where they're not leaving, you know, living these very happy lives. So our one-day events actually get people to understand what their goals are. And then we have an academy that will help them understand, as, like I said, as quickly and rapidly as possible, what makes a good rental market. what makes a good rental property. A lot of people have the misconception that they have to buy rental properties where they live. And there's many places around the country where that's just not the best real estate investment you can do when there's so many other markets that you could get more bang for your buck. So understanding that you can, you know, thinking outside the box. If I live in Southern California, I could buy a rental property in Kansas City, and it would still be a wise investment. So we help them with that. So we help them with goal setting. We help them with having the education to understand what makes a good rental property and a good rental market. And then we put them in touch with some of the best real estate turnkey rental providers around the country to facilitate that process. So it's pretty much like buying, what is it, like rental properties in a box. It's done for you. You just have to decide that you want to go down this path with us.
That's awesome. And I think along that goal piece, I think something else that's interesting is, and I don't think enough people give this enough thought, is that your goals change as time changes. I mean, I've talked
Absolutely.
To so many people that you're like, okay, you know, you have your goals written down. You have this, that, yeah. Well, when did you set them? 5 years ago. When I graduated college, I'm like, you've been out of college a decade. You're telling me that you haven't revisited that goal sheet yet? It's all tattered and like falling apart. And you need to update it, refresh it. And I find, I'll just say from personal experience, going to events like yours, like that you're holding, those are sometimes the pattern disruptions or those breaks that we need on the pattern of our day-to-day life to jog us free to be able to set some new goals and to think outside of our day-to-day what we can conceive as possible. And also there's something to be said just being in that environment and meeting a bunch of strangers that have different goals that you don't know. You hear new things. Ideas are sparked. You have one conversation that could change your life.
I absolutely agree. I still go to, I would say, 5 to 6 different type of either mastermind, real estate. I'm going to one this week. I'm going to 2 this weekend now that I think about it. But you are the sum of the people you hang around with. So I'm always looking to be inspired, motivated, you know, getting that one nugget that's like, yes, that's a great idea, and taking that and running with it. You know, I had a great conversation yesterday with 2 real estate powerhouses. And we were on fire. Like, we're like, this is what we need to do more of. And so, yeah, you've got to put yourself in those environments that allow you to stretch your goals instead of just being complacent and just doing what you've always done because it's what you've always done and you're comfortable.
That's awesome. LaDonna, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on Perfect Day Club to talk about your one-day events or goal setting or the turnkey real estate, what's the best way for them to reach out and follow up?
I got a couple options for them. I would say the best way to reach out, because I'm super passionate about talking and connecting with people, is email me. I would love to get on a phone call if I'm local, and I might be because I travel quite a bit. Meet up for coffee, and that's LaDonna@perfectdayclub.com. Or you can go straight to the website, www.perfectdayclub.com, and check us out. But if you're really serious, I would say email me, let's get on a phone call, let's meet up, and let's have that one-on-one human interaction, which is so powerful.
Fantastic. Well, hey, LaDonna, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and also all the great work you're doing over at Perfect Day Club. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And LaDonna, thanks again for coming on the show.